All right, this probably isn't going to go very well. This has the makings of a show that could not start off so good because, well, you'll see. I think Sherry's in there taking a nap. Sherry?
What?
Sher? Could you do the show, please? Please? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Please.
What?
Since you said please.
Okay. Wheel your chair in, buddy.
Here we go.
We have a, all right. Nice. Thank you. Were you napping?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sundays are for napping.
Sundays are for napping. This is Sunday. This is a Sunday show. Yes, we're not recording on Thursday like we said we're going to try to do.
Is there ice cream involved?
What do you mean?
It's ice cream Sundays.
Okay. I will. How about this? If today's a good show, we'll take you out for ice cream.
Okay.
Okay, does that sound good to you?
All right.
Here we go. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
There you go. We got our thing down. On today's show, well, first of all, that's my ride or die here, Sherry.
What is it?
You're my ride or die.
What's that?
You've never heard of that before?
No.
Heard that? You're my ride or die.
A ride. I thought it was rider.
I ride.
Writer.
I ride with you or I die.
Oh, and you're mine.
See you back at you. Could you hand me those reviews, please? On today's show, we have, just put it this way, our very first bad review.
Really? Yeah. Oh, this is exciting.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's not going to make you happy.
Okay.
Because it's about me.
Oh, yeah.
You're very protective.
I am.
You are very protective.
I'll kick their ass. I will kick their ass.
You do not need to be protective.
I will
protective.
Find out where they live.
I have been in this business for so long. I know the type of person this is. I will explain when it happens.
All right.
And it doesn't affect me at all. But it's kind of funny to me.
Sounds hilarious.
We also have, let's see here. Does Sherry agree with some of these success tips that these executives have? These are things that executives, female executives, say habits that they do no longer, that they gave up. They gave up these habits, and they think it's enhanced their lives. I want to see what you think about these.
Okay.
I think it'll help some people out.
All right.
Also, I'm looking at my scribbling here. How come it's easier for women to get laid more than men?
Oh. Okay.
So be thinking about that.
All right.
And I think we could do people a service on today's show. You know when you're going to have a heavy discussion as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good knowing that you're going into a heavy discussion to try to alleviate or avoid certain triggers or ways to turn a heavy discussion into a real argument.
True.
We're going to discuss that a little later as well. Are you good with that? Time to catch up first. We're having really good weather here.
It's beautiful
today. Seattle.
Yeah. Could be a little warmer, but... don't tell that to somebody living in, say, I don't know, Florida right now.
True. They would love this weather right
now.
Yeah,
it's like sunny, a little bit of a sea breeze, 65.
Yeah, yeah. We had a pretty good weekend, though. We had a good weekend. Yesterday, we went out to the Mariners game, Mariners Angels.
Mariners lost.
What's new there? Got to see Mike Trout play.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I love about you, this happened earlier today. We were talking about the game last night. And I said to you, I think we just go to Mariner games to see the other player, the other teams.
It's true.
And I said, because the Mariners suck so bad.
Yeah.
And you said, you probably don't remember saying this.
No, I had.
We got some hits.
I did. Yeah.
You see, that's a nice positive spin there. I like it.
For a couple innings, it was 3-3. It was tied.
Yeah. We had some friends come visit. They were here for the Mariners game, actually.
Yes.
Because we've talked about these people on the show before, mm-hmm. Dennis and Peggy Autry.
We love them.
Great people. They've got a bed and breakfast on the Oregon coast.
Mm-hmm.
Just great people. And Dennis played for the Seattle Supersonics, amongst some other NBA teams.
When they won the pennant.
When they won the pennant. That's not the pennant.
No.
That's the world championship.
The bowl. They won the Super Bowl.
No.
It's
just a world championship.
Oh.
That's all it is. That's all it is in basketball.
Okay.
40 years ago yesterday, the Seattle Supersonics won the world championship against the, I believe it was the Washington Bullets.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Yeah, that's a... Nobody remembers the losers, do they?
And the Bullets no longer even are the Bullets.
Yeah.
But they're still Washington.
Right.
There's a team, but they changed the name because they had to be politically correct and couldn't have the name of Bullets
now
in Washington.
The Capitals.
They are not the Capitals. That's
they
hockey.
They are the
Go
Washington
See if you know
Redskins.
It. Nope, that is football.
They are the Washington.
Do you know it? I don't think you know this.
Nope.
Wizards.
Wizard. God,
yeah.
That's horrible. That is what is that? I think that's probably the worst NBA name.
I think, well, currently, yes, but there mm-hmm. could be worse.
Well,
there
right
could,
now.
It could be like the Washington Baloney.
Well, there isn't, though, but.
You
could just the Washington assholes. I don't know.
Well, that'd be pretty typical.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Actually, a good one.
Yeah, that'd be very true. So we've been doing that. They were in town. They were honored at the game.
It was fun.
We were able to see them a couple times and have breakfast and hang out.
And it was actually the 40th anniversary up to the day.
The day that they won the pennant.
Yes.
So, and everything else is going good. You're feeling good, right? Everything's good. I feel that I'm feeling better.
Good. You're looking
good.
Physically.
Thank you. So, we're ready to go. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show, though, shall we? I thought I had music there, but I don't.
You don't have meat and potatoes music?
I don't have meat and potatoes music. This would be a good time to read the reviews. This would be a real good time for me to read this review. Okay. We got our first non-5-star review, but I knew that was coming mm-hmm. because more and more people are getting exposed to the show,
uh-huh.
and that brings out the trolls.
It
happens all the time.
Yeah.
I saw it happen with Lexa Terry.
Yeah.
There's a thing that happens. People are like, you're doing the show. That's fine. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it starts to become popular,
mm-hmm.
people start to want to come on the show. And want to hear their name on the show.
Yeah.
And want to be a guest on the show.
Right.
And
yeah,
all
yeah.
that. And that's flattering to me.
Yeah.
It's just a cycle of things. Mm-hmm. And then you get to a certain level where people think, okay, you're getting a little full of yourself. And there's people out there that want to knock you down.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And sometimes it's people you work with. Sometimes it's people
that you used to work with.
Sometimes it's a legit real good excuse or nice criticism, even though they give you 1 star, maybe they say something that is constructive.
Legit, yeah.
And then there's the guy here that is just after me.
So I don't think you should say his name or handle.
I don't even know his name.
Good.
I don't even know. Well, it says that it's JW58!
No.
Listen, Sherry, I'm bringing this because he's afraid to say his name.
Right.
That's why. That's why you do it.
I'll say it. He's a pussy.
He is. So, and listen, I will take a bad review. I will take horrible criticism. There's nothing you can't say or can say to me that I haven't heard already.
That is true.
I've been in this business for so many years.
Yeah.
I've heard so many positive things and negative things. And I like to think that I will take criticism and try to turn it in, much like eating on the air. People would get mad that I would chew on the air.
Yeah, they didn't
I would go, screw you, and I'd turn it into a funny type of thing.
But it's legitimate.
It's legitimate.
Some people don't like to hear that.
It took me 25 years, but I have stopped eating on the air. Mm-hmm. If you hear somebody else on the Lexa Terry show eating on the air, it ain't me.
Right.
But I have taken that criticism to heart, and I've said, you know what? They're probably pretty right about that.
All right.
You know? So I've done that. But this, there was a show. We have a new Lexa Terry podcast as well that we're doing.
Yeah.
Everybody's rating it high and loving it. And
were rating it high even before it was out.
Yeah. And one guy wrote about me, said, it's all good except for Terry. Terry's lazy. He's this, he's that.
You're lazy.
I know.
Okay.
And I believe this is probably the same guy.
Yeah, he's got a hard on for you.
Well,
I think he wants to sleep with you.
He might want to sleep
with
me.
Yeah, he's totally got a man crush on you.
This is what he wrote. Meh is what he says. Mm-hmm. 2 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Would be great show if Terry Schumer wasn't so contrived. Tries way too hard to be funny while Sherry gets a great natural sense of humor, which is absolutely true. You do have a great natural sense of humor. It's why I love doing this with you. It's why I wanted to do this with you, to show people how funny you are.
Well, that's nice, but he's wrong about you.
You do not have, Sherry, don't.
It's not contrived.
You,
I can say it. I can say whatever
I can say what I want too. Yeah. I'm just telling you, the guy's just a little troll.
He's a piece of shit.
And I knew this would upset you. Trust me, it doesn't upset me. People will, when they see that you're getting 5 stars, people want to be the person responsible to bring that down to a 4.9 or whatever. So congratulations. You haven't changed my life. I'm still extremely happy.
Yeah.
I have a great job that obviously you wish you had.
Right.
You don't have a job like that. You're just an unhappy little fuck.
Right.
And there you go.
Yeah.
But congratulations. You achieved your little goal and you got on there. And of course you remained anonymous. In fact, if you have any balls at all, why don't you call us?
And leave your real name.
Leave your real name and phone number.
And your address.
And no. And we'll put you on the next show.
Yeah.
And I will hand you your ass.
Yes, he will.
And everybody will laugh.
Yes.
So anyway.
It'll be funny.
Now, I don't want to come off like a bitter guy who somebody says something bad about me and I get all upset. Because that's another reason why people will
They're just trying to rile you up.
They get riled up. Yeah. But I'm here to tell you, you're just a pussy.
Yes.
And
end of day.
And when you don't give, and you're right, if you don't leave your real name, you don't get your.
You don't get any credit.
In fact, let's do this. Let's read these last podcast reviews. We got some last reviews. All of these are 5-star reviews.
Nice.
But they didn't leave their names either.
Yeah.
You know, one's called Bigger Slit.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, you know, if you're saying something positive, it doesn't matter if you leave your name or not.
Yeah. First of all, people don't really take a lot of time out of their day to say anything positive to anybody.
Right.
That's
true.
Whether you're at a restaurant, a lot of people don't call up and go, you know what, that meal was great.
The only time you hear from them is when they're pissed off.
Yeah, exactly. So I get it. So when people go out of their way to leave positive review, it's very... It's authentic to me because they really are enjoying it.
Right.
But if they're leaving a negative review that's unconstructive, like this guy's, then it's just a bitch.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, it says, great podcast. You guys are perfect for each other. Love the podcast. It actually is the only one I listen to.
Wow.
You guys make marriage fun.
Oh.
Funny thing, an episode where you guys ate the edibles, I accidentally hit the 1.5 times speed button on my phone, and I literally thought y'all were talking faster, and I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe.
Oh, I got to listen to it now in 1.5.
Yeah. Says, then I thought it was my phone messing up, and I had to Google how to fix it.
Oh,
thanks
funny.
So much for what you guys do.
I didn't.
And that's from Bigger Slit.
I love it.
Okay. Next one is
did not leave that.
That wasn't from you, no.
Yeah.
5 stars. It says, world class. A couple that I know. A couple that I know little to nothing about and can entertain me so much, much more than listening to golf on the radio. LOL. Love listening to these on my second job. That's what I like about this show is that a lot of people listen overnights.
Yeah.
They listen, you know, when they're at their second job and they're just trying to, and if we can just lighten up the mood for some people, that's great.
A couple minutes.
I don't think at this point after 20, this is our 20th episode.
Oh, it is.
We have quite a few downloads, but we're not into that real money making thing. That's why you don't hear ads on the show yet.
Yeah.
It would be
nice. It's coming, people.
It would be nice. It would be nice.
But
you never know. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
This one is also 5 stars. It says, number one podcast. Have been listening to Lex and Terry for a long time. I wasn't quite sure what to expect with Gang of Two, but I can say with confidence that it has to be one of the absolute best podcasts available right now. From episode one to the current episode, they are all pure perfection. P.S. While I love Gang of Two name, I thought the name 2 Peas in 1 Podcart.
That's cute.
That is really good. Would
I
be
like
fitting.
That
is what that's from J.P. Moore or something. But anyway, J. Poor. Anyway, that is a real 2 Peas in 1 podcast.
Yeah, that's cute. I like it.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it.
You know what? Maybe we change the name and get all 5 stars again and let that guy come in and no, anyway. So that's what that was there, Sherry.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. So I've been looking at this article here, and you are a female executive.
What?
You are an executive, whether you like it or not. I need something to drink.
There's your vodka down there.
It's killing me.
There's your vodka.
Okay, just entertain people while I do
this. Hey, here's a joke. No, I don't even have a joke. I don't. Terry's drinking water. It's not vodka.
That just proved to everybody how dumb and bad Sherry is.
Thank you. God.
Just a joke. Cher, okay. You know that. It's a contrived joke.
Contrived, very.
You are an executive. You run a company. Uh-huh. It's a small company, but you run a company.
Yeah.
You are, you know, you do a lot of the stuff. Lot of stuff that nobody
wants
has
to do.
Well, nobody has the talent to do, first of all, or the patience to do.
Yeah.
You do. You are that mind. You have that mind about you. And I saw this article. I thought that maybe it might be able to help you in your job.
Oh, all right.
8 female executives on habits that they gave up.
Okay? Smoking.
That might be. One of them says, I gave up saying, I think. I guess when she goes on to explain how she would get into meetings and say, well, I think this and I think that. It doesn't show confidence.
It's a little weaker. It's a little weaker than saying, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could say, I believe. Yeah. That's just as bad.
Or probably. Just say it. Just say, hey, you know, I'm running the company. This is my company. Whether you agree with me or not, whatever I decide has to be the final decision.
I think it depends on the person you're talking to, too. If you're talking to somebody with a huge ego, you might have to just say, I think.
Yeah, but that's acquiescing to somebody who really doesn't amount to anything at the end of the day.
Well, I don't know who we're talking about, but yeah, man, I don't know.
All right. One of them said, I gave up feeling bad about me time.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
And she went on to say, Heather Marina, founder of Beauty Kitchen, makes all natural skincare and cosmetic products. She should advertise on the show for you. It's all natural stuff. She should.
Yeah, she should.
She's appeared on more than 180 television segments discussing clean beauty. She stays busy, working 16-hour days, 6 days a week, and she just needed some time.
She decided
I need me time, and she was feeling guilty about it.
Yeah.
And she gave up feeling bad about the me time.
Yeah, you should never feel bad about that.
If you're putting in 16-hour days,
I know.
Who's complaining?
Right.
You know, that's the thing. When you own your, it makes me laugh because we get a lot of people that say, I would love to own my own business and be in control of everything. People don't realize you put in much more work.
You do. I think people seem to think that, and it is nice to have some control over your destiny, I suppose.
Yes.
But yeah, you end up working harder.
Yeah, a lot harder.
Yeah.
A lot harder.
Yeah.
But that it doesn't feel like you're working harder because it's your baby.
Yeah.
It's your passion.
Yeah.
So it says, I gave up accepting the first offer.
Yeah. Women are notorious for that, I think.
Really?
I was just reading. Yeah, because, you know, this whole wage disparity where mm-hmm. women earn 80 cents to every men's dollar, and they're trying to fix that. They were saying that that's one thing that women could do better is to
not accept the first offer,
right.
hold out, negotiate, have put a little more value on yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah. One woman says, Vanessa Jacobson from Blow Dry Bar says, I gave up micromanaging.
Yeah, sure.
That's tough for me.
Is it?
Yeah. And that's always been a big problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
When people haven't done things the way that I envision it,
it
just drives me batshit crazy.
Yeah, and you end up just taking it away from them and saying, okay, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
Micromanaging.
Yes, there's that. Or, you know, I also don't explain my vision well enough to certain people.
You know, with anybody, you need to tell them more than once.
Really?
Yeah,
do you really?
Depending on what it is, sure.
All right. Yeah. I've given up thinking there's a right way to do things. Now, this contradicts what I was about to say, because I also want to be with people who can figure it out on their own.
Yeah.
And
self-starters.
Yes. But doesn't it drive you crazy when you see people that are just constantly struggling? And because they're afraid to change a certain thing, like something that will help them, like, I'm not pointing it out to you here, but banking online or just a way to organize your day or organize, you know, radio segments or whatever.
So working smarter, not harder.
Yeah. I've never thought there's one way to do things.
Yeah.
But if you constantly are trying to do something and everybody else is always outperforming you, you may want to change that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The last one, I believe. Oh, there's a couple of them. I gave up Facebook.
I was never on it.
Yes, you were never on Facebook.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll tell you why, Terry. It's because I saw what was going to happen. It was going to be a huge time drain. Mm-hmm. I knew it. I knew it was going to be. I'm like, I don't want to. I already spend enough time on email. And so I said no early on. I was an early non-adopter.
A lot of people are dumping Facebook lately for whatever reasons. And I will get to that eventually, but I still go on there. I like seeing when my sister likes something. Yeah. Like, oh, Shannon's out there, you know, whatever.
I could see the value in that.
There's that, but I don't spend a lot of time on that. I check that out a couple times a day. Maybe.
I mean, you don't need to do that 24/7.
No, you don't. And the other one says, I gave up saying that I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am always saying I'm sorry for everything.
Yeah. You say it too much, I think.
I think I do.
Yeah.
I think I do. And but I don't want to also be one of those guys that say F you.
Right. You know, there's a happy medium in there somewhere. You don't want to be either extreme.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right. Well, that didn't help you at all, did it?
No.
We just wasted 10, 15 minutes, didn't we?
Burned some time.
That's what it was. You know, we got to put out a podcast. So it was either this.
Skirt the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, either this or we're just going to like take it a shit or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today was how I know that we are going to have some big decisions to make here soon.
As
a family. Yeah. So this is kind of like the family meeting we were going to do on the show.
Yeah.
I consciously now know that we have a couple of big things to talk about. And I know that if things go wrong in the discussion, you and I could easily have a big argument.
Fisticuffs.
There would never be fisticuffs.
I'm thinking there might be.
From you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to slug me.
I think so.
Seriously, though. Now, there are two things. One that has been an ongoing discussion about where do we eventually want to move?
Yeah. That's hard.
It's really tough. But I don't know why it's so hard for us, because it's not hard for other couples.
I know. I don't know.
No, there are usually in a couple, there's one person that gets their way a lot. You and I are pretty good, I think, at acquiescing or saving the fight for when it's something that really matters.
Yeah.
We're good at compromise.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. I think that's one of the reasons why we're together for so long.
Because we compromised when we got married. Both of us did.
Well, when you get married, first of all, as soon as you get married, you're an underdog anyway.
What do you mean?
As soon as you decide you're going to get into a relationship, you become an underdog. Chances are it ain't going to work.
Oh, you mean the marriage won't work?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the statistics? It's 50%?
I think it's probably 50-50
chance.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're an underdog. It's like, why do you even do it? Because why are you going to challenge yourself like this? But anyway, let's get back to the, I know that there are a couple things, and there are two things that are happening in our life that I feel very strongly about.
Uh-oh.
But one of them that I was just talking about, where to move.
Well, we don't have to decide right now.
We don't, but I think the sooner the better.
I think we've decided we can't stay in this condo.
Yeah. So, and if it was, you know, but I don't want to get into all the personal stuff because people would be bored of that, but I just know that this is going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
So I have to, I'm just warning you.
Oh, okay. Buckle
up. So I could go back and say, listen to show number 20, where I said it, that I know that this is one that I'm going to dig in on.
Okay.
This is one I'm going to dig in on.
Warning, warning.
The next one I'm going to dig in on is something we can talk about, is our lease is up on our car.
Oh, that's exciting. People are going to hear about that.
These people go through this all the time. Mm. We always bought cars. We haven't had a lease in God. I don't know.
We've had one before.
It's been a long time.
Was it a Pathfinder we had? Was it a Pathfinder?
Remember.
It was a Toyota.
I don't remember.
Remember the SUV? That green SUV?
Yeah, that was a lease.
That was a lease.
Was it really?
4Runner?
Was it really? It was a 4Runner. Was it really a lease?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But we have a car right now. We share a car.
We're down to one car.
Yeah, we're down to one car.
It's weird for us.
It's really weird. We live in a neighborhood where we walk everywhere we go. We made a decision to get rid of both of our cars.
Right.
Because I had a sportier car. You had a car that you really liked. And we decided, let's come together. Let's blend the boast of both cars.
Yes.
and get something that's a little more realistic, that because we take long drives.
Right.
If we drive, it's a long drive.
And yeah, so it made sense to have an SUV. If you're going to have one car, SUV made sense.
Yeah. So that's what we decided.
Yeah.
Now the lease is up on this thing.
In September.
And they're already leaning on us. What do you want to do?
Of course they are.
I really want to get a new car.
Yeah.
And I really want it. I don't care if we buy it. I don't care if we lease it. I want to get a new car.
You said this the last time. At the beginning of the lease, you said you would be happy. You would be fine with a used car at the end of this.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did. Yes, you did. I didn't say that.
So my argument to yours is that, my counter argument to yours is that this car that we have now is super low mileage. It's like, I don't know.
We got the lowest amount of miles that you could get in a lease,
right,
because we knew we didn't drive a lot.
Right.
And it was 7,500 miles a year.
Right.
And when I said that to people, oh, we have 7,500 miles a year, people looked at us like we're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're going to so pay out of pocket at the end of this lease?
Yeah. And we have, we're almost at the end
of the lease, and we now have, I think, 10,000 miles.
It was at 10?
I think it's just at 10, like a little below 9.
So my argument is that buying used cars is always a better deal than buying because of the depreciation. It's just in a used car, it's just better. And so here we have a car that's presenting itself to us. It's a used car, super low miles. We know everything about it. We know that it's been well cared for. Why wouldn't we just buy that?
Because it's going to be older. The technology in there, because I love the technology in the car.
Yeah, it's got great technology. It's only 3 years old.
But it is. There's better technology already out there.
I don't think so.
Then you have the bumper-to-bumper warranty that's going to disappear we're going to have to take care of. It's not fine.
It's fine.
It is not fine. So I wanted to, I'm hoping on this, this is the time, I'm hoping right now we can make a decision.
To right now, since we're sitting here right now. It's not going to happen.
I'm hoping.
You're not budging and I'm not budging.
I need some people here. I need somebody to help me.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows.
Remember the days that I would come home and I'd drive a motorcycle into the house and go, hey, look what I got.
Into the house. We didn't drive it into the house.
But do you remember that where I never had to discuss things?
Well, you know, we were.
We share a car now, so we have to talk about it.
Arm wrestle. I think we should arm wrestle.
I'd kick your ass.
You would.
So let's do it.
How about your arm and my leg?
Okay, you really won't commit to a podcast decision.
Well, no.
I think we should have podcast decisions to where they are binding legal arguments.
Okay, we can do that, just not on this one.
This is an easy one. It's just a car.
It is.
At the end of the day, it's nothing.
It is easy. We'll just buy it.
No, I don't like that car.
So how is that a decision?
The decision is I want a new car.
And the decision is I want to buy the car we have.
Because then we have to. My point is, if we want to buy a car, let's buy a brand new one that is going to be covered forever, how many years warranty wise, and then we're good. It's a new car
you're
with the latest technology.
That.
No,
you're
I'm
gonna
not.
You're
going to
keep saying it. Every time the lease comes up, you're going to go, I want a new car. And we're going to keep getting screwed.
How about
we're
going to
keep getting overpaying.
Listen, I know we're going to overpay. Mm-hmm. I know that when we go in and make some sort of deal, you're going to look at me and go, you son of a bitch. I know that's going to happen. I know that I'm going to have to suck it up. And then you're going to go, oh, man, I really like our new car. Mm-hmm. You're going to pick out the color. You're going to pick out everything. And at that point, it's going to be the car you really wanted to have.
Well, the car I really want is not the car you want.
Well, what is it? What do you want?
I want a mid-year Corvette.
65
to 67.
Yeah.
Convertible. Automatic.
Okay. I'll make you a deal. We get this car. You can get your Corvette. Let's go back to two cars.
No.
Let's go back to a fun car and a realistic car.
No. Hey, you know what? Since we don't drive anyway, why can't we have the fun car? We don't drive.
She's a good arguer. All right, let's talk about fun stuff like sex.
All right.
A lot of people, we were talking about this before on the Lex and Terry show, and I figured it'd be good to talk to you about it. Why women can get laid anytime they want and guys can't.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know why. We're the deciders. We decide.
See? Let me have a car then. If you're holding the pootie, I could get a car at least. That's another bargaining chip.
Yeah, I don't
listen. You were born into it. You were born into this stuff, and I have to work extra hard to get laid. I have to work extra hard to get a new car. This is all things that I gotta do.
You're making it sound much worse than it.
It is true.
You're making it sound like you're just in misery.
it's a little interesting. You don't think?
No, I think you have a pretty good deal going on here, man.
Okay, so why do you think? So you have no reason why women can get laid and guys? Because I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because guys are scum.
Oh.
Guys will bang anything.
Yeah.
Girls won't. How many times do you see a girl, maybe I just don't know, mm-hmm. any of your girlfriends say, I went and did that big fat guy just because I wanted to get some that night?
Yeah, no, never.
Guys will go, I did that big fat girl just because I wanted to get laid that night.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. I think it goes back a long ways in history.
Like how?
Well, you know, men ask women to marry them.
Yes.
Traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it stems from that whole...
What, asking to marry, asking for sex?
It's all
holding
the same.
Out for sex?
Sure, yeah. I don't know.
Did you know any girls at all that would just go out and just bang anything?
Whatever.
Because there are sluts out there.
Yeah.
But I think slutty girls are still a little picky.
Yeah. So what are you saying? The real ugly guys really aren't getting any.
Ugly guys are screwed.
Yeah.
They really are. Big, fat, ugly guys.
Yeah.
You're done. I see why they go kill people.
Is it? Is that true?
Could be. They say that that's part of the reason, you know, the guys that can't get laid, they're
yeah.
so angry at
yeah.
women and angry
yeah.
at life that everybody else is having this.
But they're not ugly necessarily. They're just not socially gifted.
Business idea.
Yes.
You, because you're a very good businesswoman, we learned earlier today.
Yeah.
You go out. And you find girls that will just bang anything.
How do I do that?
I don't know. That's
okay.
that's part
All
of
right.
what you do.
Okay. All
and
right.
You'll bang anything, and then you serve them up to these crazy, ugly guys just to make sure they don't go shooting people.
Oh. So my client
Maybe
would
we
be...
get a government grant.
My client would be the ugly, socially awkward man.
Yes. So they no longer, I mean, they're people are go, you could go to a whorehouse. This is different.
Yeah.
You gotta leave the guy feeling because this,
right.
this isn't, they don't pay. I don't know where you, maybe we get a sponsor.
Yeah, there's a problem with your business model here.
Well, the pay could be from the government.
Oh.
It's a government grant.
It's a public service.
Yes, a government grant.
Keep the people safe.
For women mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. will do their best to keep America safe.
Again.
So there's that. All right, well.
I like it.
This show was just a bunch of gibberish and went nowhere, but
yes,
I enjoyed it.
I had fun.
Did you?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
Did you?
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 You? Okay, yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for putting up with us today.
Thank you.
I know that Thursdays, let's get back to recording
yeah.
on Thursdays because there's a lot of the times you just don't even want to do it on the weekend.
No.
Yeah, because you literally were napping. And
That's
I knew
what Sundays are for.
And I
dude.
Knew that I was going to get in trouble for yelling at you and
no,
everything else.
You didn't
but you handled that quite well.
Oh.
And thank you for letting me get a new car. I really appreciate it. You heard it right here,
no,
everybody.
No, you didn't.
You heard it.
Nope.
You heard it.
Nope.
We're getting a new car.
We're not.
Yes.
Nope.
And it's going to be the color that we always wanted.
Nope.
It's going to be the rims we wanted.
Nope.
It's going to have all the really cool doodads on the inside that we've
no.
always wanted. And we're going to treat it really respectful.
Like we did this last car.
We did treat it nice.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the rim you messed up.
Yeah, you did one too, so we're even.
Okay, shut up. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Have a great week.